Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant. This season should be about the story of redemption for Kevin Durant. He missed an entire season due to his Achilles injury, an injury that is usually a death sentence for an NBA player. If you look at the history of NBA players who tear their Achilles, and the before and the after of their careers, it's ugly. It is not pretty. Very, very few players ever come back from an Achilles injury, playing at the level that they did before. DeMarcus Cousins is a prime example. He was on his way to a max contract with the Pelicans or another team in free agency if he chose to leave New Orleans. Either way, Boogie was well on his way to getting paid. He tears his Achilles in January 2018, and he has never been the same player. He ends up tearing his ACL with the Lakers. Now, he's a bench player, a role player. DeMarcus Cousins went from being a superstar in the NBA to a role player from one injury. That's what an Achilles injury does to the career of an NBA player. Kevin Durant's different, though. This dude is still an absolute machine offensively. He is unguardable. There's not a defender in the NBA that can stop Kevin Durant. This season should be all about everybody praising KD for being able to come back from this injury and still play basketball at a prime level. But it's not. It's not. And the reason it's not is all Kevin Durant's fault. I remember a time when KD was one of the most beloved players in the NBA. Remember when he won the MVP award when he was in Oklahoma City? The speech that he gave was phenomenal. He was emotional when talking about his mother when he was growing up. It was authentic. People in this country, they are starving for authenticity. So much of what we see in the media is inauthentic. It's not real. Kevin Durant leaving Oklahoma City for Golden State, it upset a lot of NBA fans, but they would have gotten over that eventually. Fans didn't like LeBron James for a year or two after the whole decision debacle, but once time passed, LeBron James was loved again until he went woke. Kevin Durant is one of the most disliked players in the NBA today because of his attitude, the way he presents himself. He gave us two more examples this week of what I'm talking about. Now, you know me. I am not a defender of the woke sports media. But just because I don't agree with them on woke politics, it doesn't mean I don't believe that they should be treated poorly by guys like Kevin Durant. We can disagree politically all day long and still respect each other as people. Kevin Durant, he shows no respect to members of the media. This dude is 32 years old. At some point, there comes a time when you just have to grow up. We all have aspects of our jobs that we don't enjoy. Take me for example. I don't enjoy editing these videos. Of all the things it takes to get these videos uploaded every day, editing them is my least favorite part, but it's got to be done. If I don't edit them, then they get uploaded looking like trash. I understand Kevin Durant's frustration with the media. I get it. But it's part of his job. Dealing with the media is part of his job. It's in his contract. It doesn't give him the right, just because he's frustrated, to treat the media like they're less than human. Let's get into a couple of examples of what I'm talking about, and both of these happened this week. I could talk for an hour about Kevin Durant's mistreatment of the media throughout his career, or at least throughout the past 5 or 6 years. But the first instance of what I'm talking about happened Monday night after the Nets beat the Bucks. Beat the hell out of the Bucks, actually. Second game in a row they just beat their ass. Brooklyn's well on their way to sweeping this series, and Giannis is well on his way to once again being bounced from the playoffs in convincing fashion. I might get a video up later this week talking about why it was a mistake for Giannis to re-sign with Milwaukee. I told you guys it was a mistake last summer before he did it. I said it was a mistake when he signed before the season started. And this series with the Nets is a prime reason why. We might get to that later this week. But anyway, Kevin Durant Monday night is being interviewed by TNT's Jared Greenberg after the game. During the interview, Greenberg mentioned to Kevin Durant that the 2-year anniversary of the calf injury that led to his Achilles injury was coming up on Tuesday. Now, he praises Kevin Durant for working his butt off to come back from the injury. and asked if he thought that he would ever be this good again when he was going through his recovery. It's a fair question. I mean, like I said earlier, most NBA players are never the same after tearing their Achilles, so it's a logical question. Kevin Durant responds by asking, "Is that a real question?" and says, "Of course I knew I would be this good again." It just made for an awkward moment on live television. And look, if this were a one-off, a one-time occurrence, this would be no big deal. It really wouldn't. But this is a pattern of behavior with Kevin Durant. Then on Tuesday, Kevin Durant goes after ESPN's Jay Williams. And when you look into the story of Jay Williams, you'll find that it is a miracle that he is where he's at today. He overcame a drug addiction. As far as I know, he's not woke, which is an accomplishment. He's one of the few on-air personalities at ESPN that isn't woke, to my knowledge anyway. Tuesday morning on ESPN's Get Up, the subject of Kevin Durant came up. Jay Williams shares a story about KD. Apparently a while back, Jay Williams made a comment to the effect of, if Anthony Davis and Kevin Durant had a baby, the similarities physically would be like Giannis. Now, according to Jay Williams, Kevin Durant approached him at a Christmas party and told him to never, ever compare him to Giannis. I actually have no problem with that. I don't blame Kevin Durant for not wanting to be compared to Giannis. Giannis is a flop every year in the playoffs, and KD's a multiple-time champion and finals MVP. KD, I also think he handled this the right way. He approached Jay Williams privately instead of blasting him on social media. So far, so good. Tuesday morning, Jay Williams shares the story I just told you on ESPN to a national audience, and Kevin Durant goes off on social media. He says that Jay Williams is lying. He says Jay Williams can never speak for him, but he just can't let it go. He ends up responding again, accusing Jay Williams of doing or saying anything to advance his career in the media, and says to keep his name out of all the talk comparing him and his legacy to other NBA players. First of all, Kevin Durant, you're a public figure. You're one of the biggest stars in the NBA. Jay Williams is an NBA analyst for ESPN. It's his job to compare you to other players. That's what they pay him to do. And second, I actually understand Kevin Durant's frustration. I really do. I don't know if Jay Williams is lying or not. Doesn't really matter. He shared a private conversation between he and Kevin Durant on the air, national airwaves. If I were Kevin Durant, I would be pissed off about it too. I'm an extremely private person, so if I share something with somebody privately in confidence, I expect it to remain private. So I completely understand Kevin Durant's frustration. It's the overreaction that I don't agree with. Kevin Durant really missed an opportunity here. He missed the opportunity for the first time in a long time to be the bigger person. All Kevin Durant had to do here was nothing. Say nothing. Stay silent. LeBron James is criticized 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Very rarely do I compliment LeBron James. But how often do we see him attack members of the media on social media? I can't think of a time that he's done it. Kevin Durant and Jay Williams know each other. KD had him on his show that was canceled by ESPN. He could have reached out to Jay Williams privately, vented his frustrations to him, told him he didn't appreciate it, and left the public out of it. The mentality of an eye for an eye isn't always the best approach. Jay Williams shared a story publicly, so Kevin Durant responds publicly. But it wasn't the right approach, especially when you have the history that Kevin Durant does with being combative with the media. This is just another example of KD getting in his feelings over something that, in the grand scheme of things, really doesn't matter. This story will be forgotten by the weekend. Matter of fact, if Kevin Durant had just remained silent, no one would be talking about what Jay Williams shared on ESPN yesterday morning. It wouldn't even make headlines because no one is watching ESPN anyway. So we wouldn't even know about it. As soon as Kevin Durant responded on social media, he made it into a big deal. He turned it into a national story. The toughest job in this country has got to be being the publicist for Kevin Durant, because he is constantly doing things like this that just tarnish his public image. We talk about this all the time. This is a huge problem right now in the NBA. Modern NBA players are disliked by the majority of the NBA audience. Just this morning, we talked about LeBron James and Kyrie Irving being two of the most hated players in the NBA. Kevin Durant was number three on that list. This is a star-driven league. If your stars are unlikable, you've got a serious problem. We don't have this problem in the NFL, Major League Baseball. We hardly hear stories in football and baseball like this. In the NBA, it happens with consistency. All right, what do you guys think of the Jay Williams-Kevin Durant situation? If Kevin Durant would have ignored this, do you agree that it wouldn't have made headlines nationally? Wouldn't have been a big story? Also, do you agree that Kevin Durant ruined a season that could have been about his redemption by constantly lashing out at the media? Sound off in the comments below. Let me know your thoughts. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.